Her 87th birthday. On Thanksgiving Day, November 26, Ellen White reached her 87th birthday. She was not very strong, and Chrysler could go over only 3 pages of manuscript with her. She received one birthday present, which some days before had come from Mrs. F. H. DeVinny, who was working with her husband in Japan. It was a warm, knitted vest, known as a hug-me-tight, to be worn on cold days. When Ellen White tried it on, she showed that she had not lost her sense of humor. She told Doris Robinson to thank Sister DeVinny for the gift, but to tell her that there is a great deal more to Sister White than some people thought. D. E. Robinson to WCW, November 3, 1914. As the messenger of the Lord neared the close of her life, two tasks of a biographical nature emerged. Study was being given as to what would be said in the public press to inform the general public about her life and work. Plans for a permanent biographical work that could be published immediately after Ellen White's death were also being developed. Soon her active labors would cease, fresh articles would no longer appear in the journals, and it was felt that a modest volume on her life was needed. So beginning in late 1914, consideration was given to the preparation of a manuscript that would at her death appear as Life Sketches of Ellen G. White.
C. C. Chrysler and D. E. Robinson, using what help W. C. White could give, undertook the work.
Tuesday, January 5, 1915, Chrysler wrote to James Edson White. You will be pleased to learn that Sister White is keeping up fairly well, all things considered. She can get about the house unaided and unattended, going freely from room to room and up and down stairs, but her steps are much slower and uncertain than in former years, and even then when you were last with us. She finds it possible to sit in easy chairs for hours at a stretch. Often during the past few months she has spent a good portion of the time downstairs, sitting in the sitting room by the fireplace, and Miss Walling has endeavored to sit much with her, to keep her company. There is really more home life for your mother than during the years when her activities led her to isolate herself in her office room most of the time. In correspondence, Chrysler mentioned often Ellen White's optimism, confidence, and simplicity of faith. It is in her hours of greatest physical weakness that your mother seems to rise to the highest spiritual heights. And yet in all this she simply does what any of us poor mortals can do, lays hold on the divine promises, and makes them her very own, and praises God for the comfort they yield. Thus her heart is filled to overflowing with joy, and she has perfect peace. The simplicity of her faith has made a profound impression upon my own mind, and constitutes one of the strongest evidences that during the years of her service for her master she has lived with a conscience void of offense toward God and man. When one keeps full faith with himself in his service for God, his efforts will bear the test of time, and will yield a rich fruitage. CCC to WCW, December 23, 1914.
On Friday, February 12, 1915, W. C. White wrote to Dear Friend, February 15th.
Friday afternoon, February 12th, as I was leaving the office for a quick trip to St. Helena, Mother came outdoors, and we spent 10 minutes walking about in the bright sunshine and talking about the progress of the message in all the world. On Sabbath, February 13th, Ellen White broke her hip, and W.C. White telegraphed to relatives and friends. Sabbath noon, Mother, entering her study, tripped and fell, causing an intracapsular fracture of the left femur.